On to a final story. Russia is sending a huge amount of much-needed aid for the war-ravaged people in the east of Ukraine. But the Ukrainian deputy foreign minister has now rejected the aid. It says it's an excuse for invasion.
Russia keeps inventing new excuses for their policy. In Georgia, it was defending pro-Russian minorities. In Ukraine's Crimea, preventing NATO invasion. In Donbas, they are trying to use the pretext of humanitarian aid and assistance, and it seems they are just running out of excuses for their aggression.
Lubkivsky says if Moscow stopped supporting the anti-government activists in the east, then there would be no need for the assistance. Meanwhile, the office of the French president says that François Hollande has expressed, quote, grave concerns about the possibility of a unilateral Russian mission in Ukraine. Kiev and Moscow have agreed on a humanitarian mission under the authority of the Red Cross. Some 300 Russian trucks loaded with over 2,000 tons of aid are now moving towards the border. The Red Cross says the humanitarian situation in eastern Ukraine is critical. Paul Craig Roberts is a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury who joins us from Atlanta to tell us what he thinks about this. Well, Paul Craig Roberts, this crisis keeps escalating. My first question initially, of course, is what does Russia have in mind, do you think?
If Russia wanted to invade Ukraine, they would not need a pretext, much less would they use a pretext of sending humanitarian aid. If Russia wants to invade the parts of the Ukraine that have voted to disassociate from Ukraine and rejoin Russia, it can do so at will. No one could stop Russia from this. And so I think the Ukrainian government continues to show how ridiculous it is in the stupid kinds of public statements that it makes. Clearly, what is going on in Ukraine is the absence of Russian help. And that is why the separatists, as they are called, are having their apartment buildings blown up, their homes blown up, and their civilian infrastructure blown up. Essentially, what the American stooge government in Kiev is doing in Ukraine is what the Israelis are doing to Gaza. They're slaughtering civilians. And if the Red Cross recognizes that this is a humanitarian crisis and is cooperating with the Russian government to send aid, then you can bet that exactly that is what is going on. They're sending aid to people who are being murdered by the American stooge government in Kiev.
Well, looking at the situation, it seems like NATO is itching to get into some kind of conflict. We have seen some statements come from a particular NATO official, which I don't remember at this point what his position was, but he said they're looking for a quick reflex action were Russia to come into eastern Ukraine. And of course, the U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel has said that's almost imminent. Do you think that there's going to be a conflict where the Kiev government perhaps to get entangled, then followed by NATO and perhaps some kind of U.S. involvement?
No, I don't think so, because NATO is no match for the Russian military on its home territory. And the Russian military, if it is eventually forced to intervene by the attacks from Kiev on civilians, who are essentially Russian people, if it's forced to intervene, its intervention will stop at these territories that were formerly part of Russia herself. So I do not think there's any chance of Russia actually invading Ukraine. Russia might be forced to stop the slaughter of these Russian people who are in provinces that once were part of Russia. I do not think that the NATO countries, the governments of the NATO countries, want a conflict. Now, the military leaders of the military arm of NATO, they may talk big because they are Washington's tools, but the governments themselves, I do not think, want a conflict with Russia, much less an artificial conflict that is orchestrated by Washington.
And yet, Dr. Robertson, quickly if you can, when it comes to the sanctions, well, we've heard the reports of the way that that has affected countries in the Eurozone, Germany, for example, Italy, and one analyst in particular saying that it's going to throw the Eurozone back into perhaps a severe crisis. It almost is comparative to what Peugeot Citroën of France did when it, shot itself in the foot when it came to importing cars or exporting cars to Iran for the sake of U.S.-led sanctions. I mean, why would Europe be willing to take such a hit?
Well, they're not, but the government leaders are, but the people themselves are not. And there have been strong protests from those sectors of these European states that are affected by the American sanctions. And one result is that now the governments, such as Poland, are demanding that Washington pay compensation to Poland for accommodating Washington's sanctions. For example, Poland wants Washington to purchase the agricultural products that they are now prohibited by the Russian response to the sanctions from selling. So all of the costs that Washington is imposing on Europe with the sanctions, the Europeans now are telling Washington, well, you caused this trouble, so you give us the money.
Really? Well, we'll see if that happens. All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you, though. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts there, former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, talking to us there from Atlanta.